What's up, everybody? This is Peyton and Uncle David, and welcome back to the Offside Shenanigans podcast. Today, we will be talking about our top 60 wide receivers, how we predict the NFC and AFC West will go, and some odds and ends of what happened over the weekend during some of the games. So, start with the receivers. My number one is Jamar. And then Justin Jefferson at 2. 3, I have CeeDee. 4, Amon-Ra. And 5, Malik. I think you can get, it's a toss-up between Chase and Jefferson. Lamb, I have above Brown because, I mean, yeah, Amon-Ra is a great, he's probably going to do great no matter what. But I'm a little, I guess, uneasy about the offense coordinator, a new one coming in. And Malik, Giants, but of course he's also going to have a lot of targets, so I think he'll still be top five.
So I've got Chase and Jefferson. I think Chase is the clear-cut one. Talent-wise, I think they're neck and neck. But I think Neighbors is neck and neck with those two, too. So, but I think Chase is going to – the Bengals are going to be behind because that defense is awful at times. Yeah. They're going to have to throw the ball. They're going to run the ball out, too. That offense is going to be just as good as the defense will be bad. Especially if Hendrickson doesn't play.
Yeah.
Who knows what's going to happen with that. But he seems to have dug his heels in and says he's not playing unless they give him a new contract and renegotiate. So,
yeah.
I don't know. I'm going to operate like I think he's not going to play. Even if he does, yeah, he and Shamar Stewart will be a nice combo. But outside of that, I don't see that defense that improved. And I think Joe Burrow is going to have to be Superman. And if Joe Burrow is Superman, that means Jamar Chase is going to be right there. A Superman 1.1 or 1.2. And so I think he's the clear cut. And combine that with, you don't exactly know what to expect with a JJ combo.
Yeah.
Of JJ McCarthy and Justin Jefferson. I think Jefferson's going to get his. I just don't know that it'll be the same kind of his as Chase gets.
Yeah. I don't expect the same volume for him. But I mean, yeah, he's going to show out anyway. So
agree. I think Neighbors is like right there with him because I mean, who else is going to get the receptions there? Theo Johnson, I think, will be a nice tight end, but he's nothing compared to Malik Neighbors, frankly. And then I think Wandell Robinson is the clear number two, and he's nowhere near Malik Neighbors either. So I think Russell Wilson will make sure to get the ball to Neighbors well. And then I got St. Brown at 4 and Lamb at 5. I probably should have switched that, but I really like him on Ross St. Brown. And I think Pickens steals some of the targets from Lamb. So,
I can definitely see that, him losing targets. But I could also see it like helping him a little bit too. Corners coming off of him.
Agreed.
6, I have Puka. 7, I have Garrett Wilson. 8, Harry McLaurin. I think that definitely depends on how the negotiations go with contracts. 9, I have Nico. And then 10, AJ.
So the only one that you have top 10 that I – or that you don't have that I do is Brian Thomas Jr. And I have AJ at 11. So I got Brian Thomas Jr. at 8.
I don't know how I feel about Brian Thomas Jr. Yeah, he definitely had a great year last year. I liked it. I think he's a great receiver. I'm not sure about – Trevor and the addition of a wide receiver two on that team and Travis Hunter. I think that's definitely going to cut into his shares this year.
I think the offense runs through Thomas Jr.
You think so?
Yeah, that's my thought. That doesn't mean that Travis Hunter's not going to get his. I think Travis Hunter is by far the hardest player to rank, period, for this season because you don't know what kind of shares he's going to get on either side of the ball.
Yeah.
What made you put Terry at 8? Scary Terry.
I mean, he had a great season last year. Seventh ranked wide receiver. I wouldn't see why that wouldn't change. I think even Debo being there, I think that could take off some heat. Just depends how Debo turns out. You're obviously going to have to cover Debo.
So you think he plays?
Always has that upside. Again, this entirely depends on if he does end up playing.
Okay.
There's definitely a chance.
I'm not convinced he's going to play right away.
Yeah. I think it just depends if Washington gives in. But from what I've seen, they're very far apart. So I don't know how this is going to play out. Then at 11, I have Brian Thomas Jr. Then 12, Mike Evans. 13, Marvin Harrison. 14, Drake London. And 15, T. Higgins. again, Brian Thomas, I'm not sure about how that split will go. Mike Evans. I mean, it's Mike Evans. He's always going to be pretty good. Yep. Marvin Harrison, I think he takes a big step from last year. Last year, he was the wide receiver 30. I think he just has a better year. I think him and Kyler get a better connection. Drake London, he played pretty good last year. I think him and Penix, they get a better connection too. And T. Higgins, if he can play, he was injured last year, wasn't he? He was out for a couple games.
So. He got hurt a couple games, yeah.
Yeah.
And he got paid. And those, like, they have so much money to those three guys that those three guys are going to need to ball out. That's the best receiving duo in the league, bar none. And then they're going to need to show it.
Honestly, I think Puka and Devontae definitely give them a run for their money, though.
I mean, it's a really good receiving duo, but they're not as good as T. Higgins and Jamar Chase. They're just not.
I think
I would take T. Higgins. Like, I would put T. Higgins and Puka pretty close.
Really?
And Jamar Chase, like, I would still take Puka just a little bit over T. But yeah, I think T. Higgins is underappreciated because he plays alongside Jamar Chase.
Mm-hmm.
Jamar Chase,
I can get that,
is way better than any of them.
Oh yes, I 100% agree with that.
And so you're comparing Puka and Jamar Chase, basically, and then you're comparing T. Higgins and Devontae Adams. And as good as Devontae Adams is, and I think that's a great spot for him. He's going to play really well. He's going to look really good.
Yeah,
but he's not T. Higgins. Like, I don't think it's even close.
Yeah,
that's my that's my thought.
Yeah.
And so I have the same top 15 as you. They're just a little bit different here and there. My 15 is Marvin Harrison, just because I want to see him prove it. I think he's going to, but I want to see him prove it compared to some of those other guys who have proved it. Mike Evans, man, I mean, it was hard to keep him out of the top 10, frankly.
Yeah.
That dude, I mean, all he does is reliable. Catch touchdowns. All he does is catch touchdowns.
Yeah. 16, I have Ladd McConkey. Then I have Jaden Waddle. Then Jackson Smith and Jigba, Rashee Rice, and DK.
Only one I've got up there that you don't is George Pickens instead of DK.
I don't know if he outplays DK, though.
I don't necessarily disagree with that. I think DK is going to get doubled.
Yeah, I can see that.
This isn't about DK's talent. It's just I don't think he's going to get a fair shake. Unless Roman Wilson or Calvin Austin can pull a miracle and actually be really good.
Yeah. I mean, Rodgers is still going to force feed him, though.
He's going to have to.
I mean, he's got Juno. I mean, it won't really take that tight end duo.
That tight end duo will be really good, and I could see Jonnu Smith running like as a slant receiver half the time.
Yeah,
the inside receiver.
Yeah. And then like Rashee Rice, he's going to get suspended for a couple games. From what I've seen, another guy committed. What was he charged with? It was a reckless driving, wasn't it?
Rice, yes.
Yes. An NFL player did that while drinking, and he only got 3 games, so...
I think Rice was drinking, too, or he was under the influence of something.
Oh, well, he'll probably only be 3 games, especially with just probation.
I would guess it'll be 4, but who knows?
Yeah.
I mean, it could just be 2.
Mm-hmm. Then 21, I have Tyreek, then Khalil Shakir, Zay Flowers, Devontae Smith and Devontae Adams.
Yeah. I've got Tyreek Hill, Khalil Shakir, Zay Flowers, Devontae Smith, and Devontae Adams at 25. Did you have Shakir up there?
Yes. He was 22.
Okay, so same. So I think Tyreek, I don't know that he ends up being a top 25 receiver by the end of the season. Really? It's all going to depend on the guy's attitude.
Yeah.
To be honest. But I think Jalen Waddle becomes the clear-cut number one receiver there.
Mm-hmm. 26. I have Cortland Sutton, then Worthy, then Pickens, then DJ Moore, and then McMillan.
Tet McMillan?
Yes.
Woo. I mean that's bold, and I like that. The kid's got talent.
Yeah.
I've got Cooper Kupp at 26, Xavier Worthy at 27, DK Metcalf at 28, Cortland Sutton at 29. And DJ Moore at 30. I have Tet McMillan at 38.
I mean, I think he's definitely going to benefit from being the wide receiver one in Carolina. I think he's already clear-cut wide receiver one. It's not like he's probably going to get doubled that much because you can't just leave Adam Thielen and Legette open because they're just going to – I mean,
I would make those two prove it first.
Thielen?
Either one of them. If I was an opposing defense for the first couple of games, I would make those two prove it and double tip.
I mean, I think Thielen proved it last year. I mean, he had a pretty decent year last year.
I'm just saying, like, I would take my chances with those two first, and then if they prove it in the first couple of games, then defenses need to reevaluate. But that's I would rather cover Tet McMillan and not get caught burnt consistently.
Yeah,
and try my chances with those two first and make them prove it.
Yeah,
Legette was starting to as the season went on last year. He and Young had a nice repertoire. Like they worked well together.
31. I have Jacoby Myers, Jordan Addison, Michael Pittman, Chris Olave, and then Jaden Reed. I think Jacoby could actually be better than what I have him at. Because, I mean, wide receiver one in an offense with not many options. And he still played pretty good last year, even having Aiden O'Connell as his quarterback one.
He's got a way better quarterback this year.
Yes. Huge upgrade.
Yeah. I like Aiden O'Connell.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've got Calvin Ridley at 31, Addison at 32, Pittman 33, which is probably too high for Pittman. Jacoby Myers at 34, and Jaden Reed at 35. Do you know where Michael Pittman is being drafted right now on average on Underdog?
No.
Pick 50.
Really?
Or no, I'm sorry. It's lower than that. He is wide receiver 50.
All right. Really? Even as a wide receiver? All right. I think that could be decent value.
Behind Josh Downs.
Really? I mean, it makes sense. Downs was playing better last year towards the end.
I don't know that he's necessarily playing better. I think that they're just throwing him the ball more.
Yeah.
I mean, Pittman, for some reason, they do not target Pittman the way he used to get targeted.
Well, maybe I'm guessing they did not trust in Anthony Richardson's accuracy, so they were just having him just throw it and hope.
Even when Flacco played, he didn't get a ton.
Well, Flacco sucked.
Well, you're not wrong.
36, I have Calvin Ridley. 37, Brandon Ayuk. 38, I have Stephon Diggs. 39, Jerry Jeudy. And 40, I have Jameson Williams.
So I've got 36, I have Brandon Ayuk. Then Chris Olave, Tet McMillan, Jerry Jeudy, and Stephon Diggs to round out my top 40. I have Jameson Williams just outside that. Ayuk, it's all going to depend on when he comes back. Once he comes back, I think he'll be very productive, though, and give a team some much-needed help. The guy that I think is the biggest sleeper in that group, in those five, that could end up being even more valuable, and I say could with an asterisk and everything, is Jerry Jeudy.
Yeah, I can see
that. They can get a competent quarterback out of whatever group that they're going to – like they've got four guys there, right?
Yeah.
I think right now, not counting Deshaun Watson, as long as it's not Kenny Pickett or Joe Flacco, because I don't think either of them are really going to do all that. I mean, actually, Flacco could be beneficial fantasy-wise for Jerry Jeudy.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he was when he came in. I wouldn't touch that Flacco, one year,
but
right?
I would like Jeudy with him. Yeah.
Yeah.
But Jeudy, I don't think – was Jeudy there?
Yes.
Did he get traded there at the end of that season too?
Yeah.
So I think that as long as it's not Kenny Pickett, it could be a really good combination.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think he was traded there in that latter half of that season.
It was either him or Amari Cooper benefit from it.
Either way. I get what you're saying.
I mean, one of them benefit.
I could see it being a good thing for Jeudy.
Yeah.
If Flacco's a quarterback. I want to touch I wouldn't touch Flacco as a quarterback because he's just going to throw picks. But that's not a bad thing for Jeudy because he's just going to let the ball fly, which is all the better for Jerry Jeudy.
And then 41, I have Chris Godwin, then Juwan Jennings, then Rome Odunze, Darnell Mooney, and then Keelan Coleman. I think you could swap out Jameson Williams with Odunze, Mooney, and even Jennings. I think they all three of those have really high upsides.
Agreed. I've got Jameson Williams at 41, Chris Godwin at 42, Keelan Coleman at 43. I think he makes a nice jump this year.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Godwin, I already said him. Juwan Jennings at 44 and Rome Odunze at 45. And I wouldn't be at all shocked if by the end of the year, Rome Odunze is the number one receiver in Chicago.
I wouldn't be either. I think he will have a great year this year. From what it sounds like, him and Caleb are getting an even better relationship through the offseason. Their connection has been great. I've also seen that his connection with DJ Moore has gotten better. So I think Ben Johnson has been creating a better culture in Chicago. I think everything is possible or is getting better right now.
I mean, it can't be worse than the culture that they
have.
It's a good thing. Like, that's exciting.
Yeah. 46, I have Cooper Kupp, then Matthew Golden, then Jaden Higgins, then Rashad Bateman, and then Travis Hunter.
So 46, I have DeAndre Hopkins, then Matthew Golden, Jaden Higgins, Rashad Bateman, and Travis Hunter at 50.
Mm-hmm.
And Hunter could very well be like leaps and bounds better than this. Mm-hmm. The talent is leaps and bounds better than that. Yes. I don't disagree. I'm just nervous about how they're going to utilize
him. Mm-hmm. Because there's no way he plays like the splits that he was in college. Because he was playing almost every snap.
I wouldn't say no way. Like, I would challenge you. I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm just saying don't discount it. Don't say there's no way. Because if there's a better conditioned guy in football, I challenge you to find who it is than Travis.
Yeah, but I feel like this is way – like you're going to get hit way harder in the NFL than you will in college.
Agreed.
So I think it'll take a bigger –
that's why I have him at 50, and that's why I'm not willing to put him higher. Yeah. I'm just saying, like, if he takes off, I'm trying to get this guy in any dynasty league I can.
Yeah. And then 51, Michael Wilson, D-Hop, Rashid Shaheed, Tyler Lockett, and Debo.
I got Michael Wilson, Darnell Mooney, Rashid Shaheed, Tyler Lockett, and Debo Samuel, who I think ends up way worse than that. I think Debo Samuel is the bust of wide receivers this year.
Yeah. I don't think he'll be great. but
he'll get force-fed some.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he's going to be playing with a great quarterback. He's definitely benefited from good quarterback play even when he was in San Francisco. I mean, he was playing good with an all right quarterback in Jimmy G, and he was still putting up decent numbers. We'll just see how this season plays out with all the questions about him in the offseason, him looking bigger and
Right now, Debo Samuel is being drafted at 6.7 on Underdog, 67.3 pick, right behind Jordan Addison, ahead of guys like Jerry Jeudy, Jacoby Myers, Stephon Diggs, Jaden Reed, Matthew Golden, and Khalil Shakir.
Yeah, I'm taking all those guys pretty much over him.
And that's what I'm saying. I for where he's being drafted, I think he is going to be a bust this year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying he's not going to have any production or anything like that. I'm not saying he's going to fall off the face of the earth. I just don't think he's worth being drafted there. If I can get him at 10, round 10 or 11 in an underdog league, I love that value. I don't like him in 6 or 7 or even 8.
Yeah. 56, I have Alec Pierce, Christian Kirk, Xavier Leggett, Ricky Pearsall, and Hollywood Brown. Alec Pierce, he had some great plays last year. Really good deep threat, but he also has to compete with Downs.
Yeah, Josh Downs.
For those deep catches, because they're both great deep threats.
I think Downs is probably ultimately the better one, but for some reason, AR and Pierce love each other.
Yeah. That was definitely a surprise duo last year.
For sure. I got Pierce, Kirk, Daubs, Ricky Pearsall, and Hollywood Brown. The one guy that I really – well, two guys that I wish I had above them, kind of, but I just couldn't quite do it, is Xavier Leggett and Kyle Williams.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that rounds out our 60. So I've got Kyle Williams at 61, and I really, really like that kid. I think he ends up – I wouldn't be shocked if he ends up in the top 40 for the year. I think he and Drake May are going to be a really nice combination. I think a lot of that productivity will come in the latter – two-thirds to half of the season.
Yeah.
As he gets used to, like, they just gel better. I could see him supplanting Stephon Diggs as the number one receiver there.
Yeah. For the NFC West rankings, I have the Cardinals going 5-17, splitting with the Seahawks and the 49ers. I have the Rams going 12-5. I think this is if Stafford can play for the whole season, or at least most of it. I have them splitting with the Niners and beating everybody else out. I have the Niners going 11-6, split with Rams, Cardinals, and Seahawks. And then I have the Seahawks going 4-13, splitting with the Cardinals and the 49ers.
Where did you have the Cardinals?
5-17, splitting with the Seahawks and the 49ers.
5-12.
Oh, yes, that's what I meant.
I've got the Rams in first at 10-7. And then I have the rest of the teams losing, having losing records. I have the 49ers at 7-10. Yeah. I just think that they have taken, they've lost too much.
Mm-hmm.
And if they have any kind of injury, any additions than what they've already got, mm-hmm. they're going to struggle even more like they did last year, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And I've got the Cardinals and Seahawks both at 6-11.
I think the Niners will still have a decent defense. I mean, with Fred Warner, Nick Bosa, I mean, that's still going to be a pretty good defense. Still played pretty decent, even with pretty much just having Juwan Jennings receiving balls.
Yeah, I don't think that they're going to get blown out much, but I think it'll be pretty close games. They're going to be on the losing end of a lot of close games.
Yeah.
Where I see the Cardinals and Seahawks getting blown out a little bit more.
Yes.
Like really good teams. I don't think the Niners are a bad team. I don't think that they have a favorable really schedule good. That's mm-hmm. going to ultimately like that, and I think that's going to hurt them some.
Yeah. For the AFC West, I have the Chiefs going 13-4, splitting with the Chargers and Broncos. Chargers going 12-5, splitting with everybody. Broncos going 13-4 also, splitting with the Chargers and Chiefs. And the Raiders going 5-12, splitting with the Chargers.
So you don't think anybody else wins in the AFC? That's so three teams that have 13 wins or more?
Two.
What were the records again? I'm sorry.
Chiefs 13-4, Chargers 12-5.
Okay, 12. So Broncos are in second.
Broncos 13-4. Yes.
Okay. I mean, I've got. I think this is the best division in football.
Yes.
This year,
I agree.
With the NFC North and the AFC North both being really good as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that this is the best one, and I have the Chiefs at 12-5, the Chargers at 11-6. The Broncos at 11-6, and the Raiders at 8-9.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Raiders surprise a lot of teams this year.
Yeah. It just seems like a pretty difficult schedule to me.
It is. And that's just how good I think the roster is much better. I think the offense is going to be a lot better than people think. But I think that they lose more games than they don't because Geno Smith is going to press too much at times, especially late in games, and lose them some games that way. Because that's what Gene does at times.
Mm-hmm.
But he is a huge, don't get me wrong, he is a huge upgrade from what they had.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. Well, on the topic of Gino, during their game on Saturday, he flipped off a fan who had a sign up that says, "Who is a bigger bust? Gino or Jamarcus Russell," which that's a ridiculous comparison, but I don't think it's even close.
It is a ridiculous comparison. Gino Smith is obviously the bigger bust. I kid. He isn't even close. That's just silly. And it's just somebody trying to get the reaction that they got. And although I get it, I get the frustration. It's just stupidity.
Yeah.
Geno Smith probably just needs to stay away from stuff like that and let morons be morons and not engage in it.
Yeah. But
I think that begs a bigger question. Do fans have the right to just say and do whatever the hell they want all the time just because they're paying?
No. I don't think so.
I don't think so either. I don't think so either. I think that we need to use our heads. And there's nothing wrong with heckling a player. There's nothing wrong with giving players a hard time, but there are lines. And although I don't necessarily agree that this is a line that was crossed.
I think it's just but silly. Like,
and it makes that fan look stupid.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a really bad comparison. It makes no sense.
Of course. And that's why I just leave it alone if you're Geno Smith.
Yeah. Next thing is CD might be getting fined for being ran over by a referee while he was standing on the sideline. I think
he got penalized, right? Fined. He got penalized in that game.
Enough. When you see refs running out, or not refs, coaches running out onto the field, you don't see them getting fined.
Agreed.
Is it just that the ref wasn't paying attention and just laid him out?
I get that you don't necessarily want a player running out there. But it's not like he was running out there just to be in the way. He was hyped for his teammate.
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with being hyped for your teammate, man?
Yeah.
Good for CD.
Yeah.
I'd say I'd pay his fine, but he makes a whole hell of a lot of money, more money than I do, so never mind.
Yeah. Lions' Maurice Norris. He was the player that ended up having the seizure on the field that caused the game to be stopped before halftime.
Well, it was fourth quarter.
Oh, was it fourth quarter?
Yeah.
He has been released from the hospital, so he's good. I don't know if they are going to just hold him aside for a little bit or if they're going to if he's cleared 100% to keep playing.
I'm not sure if he's cleared, but I know he's back with the team.
Mm.
So that's a great thing.
So he might be going through some more tests.
I don't know.
And then last thing, Cam Little hit a 70-yard field goal in a preseason game. So it doesn't count towards the NFL record. It's a preseason record, but not an NFL record.
Is that cool, though? That's pretty cool, right?
I mean, it's cool, but it sucks for him that it does not count.
Agreed.
For anything.
But hopefully they'll try it in a game, in an NFL regular season game. That would be really, really cool.
I think they definitely give him a couple attempts.
For any league that might have kickers,
he'd definitely be worth it.
Because that's some extra points right there.
He's definitely going to go for a lot of 50-plus, especially with how bad I think the Jags will be.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah. All right, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. Subscribe, like the video if you're watching on YouTube. If you're watching on Apple Podcasts or any of those other podcasting.
Listening on Apple Podcasts. You said watch it.
listening on Apple Podcasts or any of those platforms. Follow and review the podcast. We appreciate you guys listening. Thank you.